Hello, and welcome to... WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
I was on a show called Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. That was a fun show. Actually, it really was fun. It was like, you know, like when you talk to people and you just kind of like get in step with them. Like, it felt like an after disaster.
Travis and Drunk and Matt are here. Hi, Travis and Drunk and Matt.
Hi.
Travis is convinced that we shouldn't do the show. He thinks this week is cursed.
This week is cursed. There's pre-show things that went down. There was us trying to do the show, things going down.
Travis, I'll tell you, this week has been an emotional roller coaster, is what it's been.
It's been like the ninja.
The ninja.
Ninja.
Yeah, I have no idea, guys. I usually tell you it's going to be a good show. I don't know if it's going to be a good show or not.
Is it going to be a jam-packed show?
Probably not. It's going to be abbreviated because we're starting late. We've half-confirmed a guest. We don't know if a guest is calling or not. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. There's a lot to discuss, Travis. I pulled clips. I wanted to talk about the SNL guy. I have an inside source.
I think you need a backup computer, Mike.
I have a backup computer. I didn't know I needed it until we came down here and it was acting up.
Please donate on Patreon.
No, it's too late.
WFO Dick, so we can get a backup computer.
Travis, buddy. We got a request, Travis.
I think Travis bailed.
Did Travis? He got spooked out. He thinks that the show is cursed. Travis, are you willing to give it a try? Or are you gonna go hide in your bunker?
I don't know, man. I'm really leery about this. I feel like we're unleashing something that shouldn't be unleashed.
The beast. He's unleashing the beast.
The universe is telling us just to skip a week, you think?
Yeah. That's the thing. When you don't listen to these things, it never ends well. This is like the setup of every horror movie, end of the world, apocalypse, end of days. Yeah, you gotta listen to the signs.
So who dies first in this one?
Oof. I don't know. What is the final destination accident? I don't know what it is yet.
Travis... We got a request, is what we got.
We did.
What the people wanted to know. They heard a song on the radio, is what they heard. And it was by a little-known artist named Rihanna.
Riri.
Riri, guys.
Oh, the actress from Battleship.
Battleship, yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. And see, now this is
She's a
weird...
singer, too?
This is a weird one, Travis, because... This song does not have any profanity in it. Like the lyric, now the lyrics are suggestive. The lyrics are "Come here, rude boy, boy. Can you get it up? Come here, rude boy, boy. Is you big enough?" Now she's. I think she's referencing his genitalia.
And I feel like that's a. It's not even a vague reference.
Is
right?
It
like
is
pretty
his
blatant
penis? Of a adequate size to please her, Travis. I think that's what she's saying. Now this is Rude Boy.
Come here, rude boy, boy, can you get it up? Come here, rude boy, boy, is she big enough?
Take it, take yeah, it, baby.
Yeah. So what the people want to know, Travis? Can you kids bop that shit?
Well, I gotta say, kids can't be listening to that song. So
come here, rude boy, boy.
Yeah. Can you get it
Can
up?
Can you get it up? Yeah.
No, no, no. We can't have that. So if we're going to put this song on a Kidz Bop album, yeah, I think I can Kidz Bop that shit.
Kidz Bop that shit.
Kidz Bop that shit. Come here, McCoy. Roy cannot get enough. Come here, Roy. Enjoy this marshmallow fluff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good job, Travis.
See, now, marshmallow fluff, I guess you buy that when you're too lazy to melt a marshmallow. Is that...
No, the consistency is different. Like, if you melt a marshmallow, it's just going to be like a sticky mess. Right. Marshmallow fluff is, like, spreadable, right? Like, you can move it around a little bit.
So like, you, put that on toast? What do you do with marshmallow fluff?
Like a peanut butter, banana, marshmallow fluff sandwich. Isn't that what Elvis loved?
That's really big up here is the fluffanutter, which is peanut butter. Fluff, marshmallow fluff and peanut butter.
I mean, can't you use it for, like, Rice Krispies and whatnot?
Yeah, and it's actually really good if you go ahead, if you're familiar with the pudgy pies over the campfire, if you go ahead and spread that on some bread, throw some peanut butter on there, and then throw in some Hershey bars, and then, close that up and throw it over the fire, you got yourself a little, like, s'moresy hot pocket.
So Roy, he's going to get some marshmallow fluff because he can't get enough.
Yeah, McCoy's got to supply it.
There you go. That's the bit. Travis, in a little bit, I didn't bring it downstairs. I'm going to have to bring it down after a bit. I did get the King of Colas another cola to give a taste.
Ooh,
to.
Ooh, will it usurp our official cola of WFP?
Yeah, I think we did 12 last time. I only have one this time, but I guess he's just going to have to put it in the ranking somewhere.
Don't forget the Stars and Stripes, number one.
Stars and Stripes, yeah, that is the official cola.
And you know
what
the best thing about the Stars and Stripes? You can get it in a 3-liter.
Yep.
You can exclusively get it in a 3-liter. I think that's the only thing they have, Travis.
And it's only $1.
See, there you go, Travis. We're talking about colas. We're right back in the swing of things. This show isn't cursed at all.
Oh,
it's just fine,
don't
Travis.
Don't speak it into existence.
I'll be right back.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying,
never
Travis?
Say it's be right back.
Fine, Travis. It's fine. We're doing a show. It's going great. Audacity is recording, Travis. The guy's gonna call at 8:30 on the dot.
Do we even know what we're gonna talk to him about?
Travis is going to talk to him, and we're just going to listen. I think.
Oh, okay. Mike's got to set it. He's got to set it up. He's going to be on the program for a reason, and I am not familiar with the reason, so I will talk to him. But
Matt, how are you? Are you okay? You weren't here last week.
I'm great, buddy. I'm just doing great.
Are there things going on in your life, Matt?
I mean, yeah, there's always things going on in my life, Mike. It's just something that's always going on. My things.
Vicariously through him on the old Insta.
You watch his Insta, you see what's going on.
I don't
on.
Have Insta, but
he used to send me Snapchats, but now he requires that I check his stories. And I don't do that, so I don't know what's going on.
Requires you to
in
check
life.
The story? Oh, on Snapchat, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. You stopped sending them to me. Like, I used to say, "Oh, I got something from Matt," and he was like, "No, just go to the story." I'm not gonna do that, Matt.
What do you?
I know how to do that.
Matt, send me pictures of your dog directly. Don't put them on your stories.
I'll put them on my story, Mike. I mean, come on. Let's put a little effort in. I'm not gonna fucking hold your hand through this shit.
I want to see your dog sitting in the kitchen chewing on something he's not supposed to chew on, Matt. I live for that.
And like, I'll do that on my
when
story.
I'm waiting for an elevator, Matt. I check my phone and I say, I wonder what Matt's dog is doing, and he's never doing anything anymore because I don't get that notification. Your dog could be dead, Matt, and I wouldn't even know.
He's still alive. And he's on my stories.
Right now he is? Oh, God, I hope he's doing something funny.
I don't have anything in my story right now.
Oh, jeez. Travis, there's a robot that folds laundry. That's fun. But we don't need a robot that folds laundry. We need a robot that hangs stuff on hangers, right?
You got that right, Mike.
Travis, apparently the laundry folding robot, they've already sold out. It's a hit. But what they do is they flatten the shirt out and put it into the laundry folding robot, and then the robot like folds it. But I mean, if you're taking the time to fold it out, or to flatten it out, how much more is it just to fold it, you know?
Well, there's plenty of those things that they make robots for that it's like you have to put the effort into it to even get the robot to do it. So it's like, why don't you just do it? And also, I'm curious as to whether or not we can be sure if this laundry robot can distinguish between like a button up polo and like a, say like a crawling baby.
It does pants.
It's gonna fold a baby
and shirts, Travis. It doesn't do socks, and I don't think it does delicates.
What's it called? This robot?
It's the laundry folding robot. I don't know, Matt. I wrote down laundry folding robot. Let's talk about that. That's the extent of my knowledge about this, Travis. I know nothing. I was poorly prepared. This show is cursed.
Keep laundry folding robots out of your home. The machines will take over. They are going to fold your baby, then your dog.
I don't
eldest.
Think you can fit a baby into this thing, and it'll fold a baby.
Travis,
wait till it transforms.
As the primary laundry folder of the household, I can tell you.
You've seen those documentaries, Transformers.
You need a laundry hanging up robot is what you need. Like, you just fill it up with hangers.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I could use a laundry folding robot.
No.
Nobody likes to fold the fucking laundry.
So you put the laundry on a hanger, and you just stick something in there, and like, you know, all the hangers are going the same way; they don't get tangled up in the basket. That's what you need, Travis. Should we go to break, or should we just like add the break later?
Who cares?
I'm looking at a picture right now of three kids using the Foldamate, and the parents are sitting on the couch watching television.
So the kids are just tossing laundry in there.
Yeah, I think this is safe for babies.
It's not like one of those things that you, like a wood chipper, Matt.
I don't think it's like a wood chipper. This little girl, her head is very close to the folding,
and she seems like, to be just fine. Spigot. Like, do you see a way that she could injure herself?
Smile. Honestly, these three kids look like they're having a great time folding laundry, and the parents, mind you, sitting on the couch. Watch TV. So I don't understand what the issue is.
I mean, it's unnecessary, man. How much does one of these run? Does it say?
$1,000.
No.
Jesus Christ.
So an iPhone.
In a million years, how could you make a laundry $1,000 laundry folding robot worth?
It'll never pay price back. Tag?
What are you talking about? It saves 5 minutes. This thing says
5 minutes. Per basket of laundry?
I guess.
Or 5 minutes total in your lifetime?
I don't know. This person said that it folds through a drawer of clothes in like 10 to 15. No, never mind.
10 to 15 minutes? That's way too long.
How fast are you at folding laundry, Mike?
I take stuff out of the basket. I look at it. I designate which pile it goes in based on like where it goes, right? You know, what drawer it goes in.
We wash our clothes. We dry our clothes. And then the clothes sit in a laundry basket until we wear them and cycle through them and they're dirty again.
No. I take them out of the basket. God, I fold them into stacks. And then, like, depending on what drawer they go into is, like, you know, so, like, Laura's T-shirts have a stack. My T-shirts have a stack. You know, both of our underpants, both of our socks.
You wear ladies' underpants?
No, she wears ladies' underpants. I wear men's underpants.
All right, Mike, it's a safe space. You can wear your ladies' underpants.
I never have,
2019.
Matt, have you ever worn your ladies' underpants?
I have. There was an embarrassing picture of me on MySpace at one point. And me and my lady's underpants.
Both of your underpants?
No. I was just wearing her underpants.
Huh. And why did you put those on?
She asked me to.
And then she took a picture of you and put it on your MySpace page?
Yeah, I was in the band at the time, and they threw it up on the old the main picture, the profile picture.
It's an invasion of your privacy, Matt.
Well, yeah. What's
the name of the band?
betrayed by a lot of people. I was betrayed by my my soon-to-be wife at that point, and my friends, my so-called friends.
Your so-called life.
Do you think that picture is still out there in the...
Thankfully,
in the world,
nobody has been able to find it.
Those MySpace pictures are still out there. It's just like trying to locate
so
the Ark back, of the Covenant.
Back when I was doing the Lotus cast, the my friends, my good friends at the on the Lotus cast tried. They attempted. They were unable to find it.
They tried to find it and couldn't.
Right. Oh. And if anybody would find that, I think Joe would.
The last time I got access to my MySpace pictures was probably about 10 years ago, maybe, when they decided that, hey, MySpace is back, and they changed it up and everything, and then they sent everybody an email saying, hey, you can access your MySpace account again. Here's how to get in it. And I got in there, and I was like, ooh, these pictures should not exist on the internet.
So, speaking of cursed things...
Ever worn ladies' underwear drunk?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking about this the other day. So your pizza share app that sucks and not gonna work.
Fuck you, drunk.
The thing that's setting the world on fire.
Yeah. So I made a Jack's pizza the other day, and obviously I ate the whole thing because it's a Jack's pizza. But does this work with the homemade frozen pizza? This pizza share.
You mean like would you put up that you're gonna go to the grocery store and buy a frozen pizza?
Or you know, I got one in the deep freeze in the basement and we'll go downstairs, cook it up.
Well, I mean, it's all about demand, drunk. I mean, if you throw out there that you want a pizza and there's nobody else who wants a pizza at the time, then you won't get any buddy requests.
In theory could do a frozen pizza on the pizza chair.
Yeah, but then you'd have to have some creepy person who's interested in eating a half of frozen pizza come to your front
door. That just seems too sad, Travis. I don't know.
Just like some lonely divorced dude that can't eat a whole pizza by himself. And he's like, yeah, I could go for a half of pepperoni jacks.
It's only a dollar and a quarter. I'll make my way over there.
That just seems too sad to me, Travis.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I just watched a demonstration of this laundry folding robot, and that's a clean fold. Those folded shirts look amazing.
Matt,
what do you need it for? You grab your wrinkled bullshit out of the clothes basket.
Yeah, but you know what? If I had a robot that did this for me for $1,000, I wouldn't have a pile of laundry.
I feel like $1,000 ain't that bad. Like I said, that's what you pay for your cell phone every 2 years.
You guys make too much money if you think $1,000 for a laundry folding robot's
You
not
guys
bad.
Make me sick.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, even if it was more expensive, I could see myself paying, like, $15,000 for this.
Matt.
Well, I mean, I don't have kids, so, I mean, I got the disposable income.
Matt, but see, what I...
Well, I know you got a pool at your house.
The reason, Matt, the reason that I put laundry folding robot on the list this week is because I wanted to shake my fist and say that innovation's no good. And
see, what you need is it needs to hook up to the dryer, and as it dries,
boom. Oh yeah, there.
Now you're talking, man.
See now,
okay,
Matt,
now I'm into that.
Yeah, if it did that. I'd
just
be into
like
it.
A little like, conveyor belt that
if it from. Slowly just like trickled out folded, not, then I'm in.
Perfect,
but I mean, like,
it register the perfect dry and then
see,
pulls
now
it
that we have the folding technology, what you need is a unit basically where when you come home and you take off your dirty clothes, you put them in the lawn, like there's a it's a whole unit, right? You put it in the thing and then it goes into the wash, and then like once the clothes reach a certain level, it washes it, then dries it, then folds it, and then it...
Right. If
Matt,
it did all that, that's great.
We're living in the world of Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Shit like that doesn't exist.
Travis, would you pay $1,000 for that, though, if it did exist?
Yes.
In the chat, Liquid says that if they made like a 3-in-1 washer-dryer folder for $1,000, he'd buy that.
Yeah, where like if you just threw your clothes just went down a chute
right.
And into this thing, I would pay.
Yeah, that's the worst thing about laundry is well, I mean, no, the worst thing about laundry is folding it. But the worst thing about laundry is like when it's in the washer and you got to wait for the washer to be done and remember to move it. I mean, like you got to remember to go move it to the dryer. And then it's in the dryer.
Then you got
to
remember it's in the dryer.
Yeah, like what if there was a solution where they just did it all in one and folded it?
Isn't that called like a Chinese laundry where you just take like your sack of clothes to the laundry place and they just do them and then you just pick them up nice and folded?
Travis, I think that's racist.
No, that's just the laundromat.
You say yeah, laundromat, Chinese you have laundry, Travis?
I didn't say a laundry.
Roundry.
Bringing us to our next topic.
Way to go, Travis.
That was a transition, do you see?
So it looks like that guy's not calling, so can I go home now?
Oh. Were you here strictly for the interview?
Yeah.
Travis,
fan of that guy.
So this guy, his name is Shane Gill, and by the way, I have inside information. I've been talking to this guy came from the Philadelphia comedy scene, and Benny knows all the dirty details, Travis.
Well, he's got a podcast.
Well, he does. He has a podcast called Shane and Matt's Secret Podcast. The secret is out, Travis, about Shane.
No secret any longer.
Well, here's the thing. He's done 146 episodes, apparently, of the Shane and Matt Secret. If anybody doesn't know, this Shane McGillis, is that what it is?
Yeah, that sounds about right. He was announced as one of the three new cast members for this upcoming season of Saturday Night Live, including one white female and one homosexual Asian man, correct?
Yeah. And within hours, I mean, like, they had it queued up.
It was trending that these three people were announced as new cast members. And then...
So there's a clip from Shane and Matt Secret. Now, when you in the parlance of our times, Travis, when you're announced as a cast member on Saturday Night Live, like Saturday Night Live has come to you and they have said, scrub your shit. We'll help get everything off the internet. I mean, like, you got to these days. You got to. You remember that Braves pitcher that was pitching a perfect game? By the end of the game, they had found that he called one of his friends a faggot 10 years ago.
Yes, I remember that.
Before they announce anything, they tell. So Shane and Matt's Secret Podcast has done 146 episodes. 139 of them are gone. You can't get them. So somebody had this clip already. Apparently this guy's a dickhead. And the people in the Philly comedy scene, he's made enemies, you know? And so people have just had...
Well, I mean, Philly comedy is kind of the ball-busting comedy anyway, right?
This, yeah, they've had this clip and they shared it. Like, the second... It's weird, like, our culture the way it is that... like the second somebody gets good news, we're trying to find the thing that'll get them in trouble.
This Shane Gillis guy had to have been like, man, I had an SNL audition. They called me back again. I met with Lorne the third time. I think I'm getting SNL, and was being real obnoxious about it in the comedy clubs that he frequents. And there's that one guy that was like, yeah, motherfucker, you just wait until they announce that.
So I pulled part of the clip. It's like 3 minutes long, so I didn't pull all of it. But I mean, basically.
But we had it in the translation between you and the waiter.
Yeah.
It's just such a fucking hassle. It's like, I'm pointing at it. Like, this is the fucking waiter.
Well, that's why I put number for like 50.
He says that Asian people say R's instead of L's, Travis. That's the joke. That's the joke through this. They say neuters.
Wasn't it Ralphie May
with the fucking shit,
who did that bit like, about them asking him to leave the all-you-can-eat buffet? And he like did a like terribly racist Chinese accent and people just loved it up?
Well, let me finish out this clip because I don't... This seems pretty tame, Travis.
Yeah. She's like, yeah. Like, yeah, that one. She's like, yeah. She's like, medium or spicy?
Yeah.
She's like, medium. She's like, spicy. Like, no, medium. No medium. Spicy.
So that's it. And I've seen people quote tweeting this and say, this isn't comedy. This is pure hatred. And it's like, what are you talking about? So, Travis, If
so anytime anybody does an accent from somebody from somewhere else, then that means they're automatically racist?
Well, I have a couple SNL clips. This is the show that he was fired from, Travis. This is John Belushi on Saturday Night Live.
Could I have a little sliced tomato on that?
Would you do that? Would you do that? Would you do that? Would you do that?
He's a samurai that's working at a deli, Travis. You get it? And and this is Fred Armisen and Cecily Strong and Nassim Pedrad. They're playing Chinese sweatshop laborers.
Mr. Chow, Josh here was just complaining about Apple Maps.
It wasn't really a complaint.
Oh no, talk about Apple Map. It no work, right? It take you to wrong place. You want Starbucks to take you to Dunkin' Donut. That must be so hard for you.
Oh yeah. You want Macy? It take you to JCPenney? Oh, how you deal with that?
I guess we just lucky, you know, we don't need map, you know, because we sleep where we work. Yeah, but thank you for pointing out problem.
Travis, hypocrites, right?
Yeah, it kind of feels like it.
And I mean, like, I don't even know if I'm even defending him, because I mean, like, you know, whatever.
Oh, fuck that
whatever.
Guy.
I mean, fuck that guy. But at the same time, you got to point out the hypocrisy of the whole thing. It's ridiculous, right?
Well, we are a nation of hypocrites. Now.
And if Saturday Night Live is acting like they didn't know that this guy had a podcast where he said edgy shit on it, then they're full of shit too. They're kowtowing to the backlash. And
it's the same thing with what's his nuts from that director that they fired from. What was the guy's name? Was that
James Gunn?
Yeah, I mean, it's not you can't tell me that Disney didn't comb through every tweet that the man ever sent. They just only had a problem when the, you know, minority group came out. And I say minority as in the minority, not the majority.
Well, it's as soon as people can get something trending on social media, that's when these brands and these corporations feel like they've got to, fuck, guys.
The corporations, man.
We'll find another little overweight white guy to be in the show. Who gives a shit? Get this guy out of here and tell him we didn't know about it. And sorry about that.
But, Travis, the thing is, there one of two things happened. One is somebody had this locked and loaded, waiting for this guy's big moment, waiting for guy's big day, or like somebody like a news organization saw the news that this guy got casted and like sent 20 interns out to listen to every episode of his podcast to find the thing they could get him on. And I don't know which one's worse, like which one is grosser, which one. They're both bad, but which one's worse?
Regardless, I hate 2019.
Well, I mean, 2018 kind of sucked too, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, there hasn't been many good ones recently.
But could you imagine if, like, George Carlin was a new comedian coming up right now?
Right.
He wouldn't get work anywhere.
No.
Nowhere.
Yeah. If there's anything that can save 2019, guys... I did see a pretty great news, and I've vetted this, Travis. I've looked this up on several reputable news organizations. Apparently, now, Travis, the Bang Bros.
Oh yes.
Now their brand is like they ride around on a bus, and like they pick up gals on the curb and talk them into having sex in the bus while somebody's driving the bus around, right?
They used to just take them back to like their house though, like they used to just cruise around. I remember seeing one that was like there's kind of an attractive like Latina MILF, you know.
Well, it's all under the same umbrella, the Bang Bros and the Bang Bros.
And they say, hey, why don't you get out and go get us both an ice cream cone? Hey, and then she gets out, and then they run away, right?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, we got what we wanted. See you later. It's a worse bunch of dudes than the Girls Gone Wild guy.
Now, the Bang Bros, they have built an empire on their pornography films. And the naming rights for the stadium where the Miami Heat has recently come up on the market. American Airlines had it. It was
for like 24 years.
Yeah, American Airlines Stadium or something. And
they said fuck that because what is the Miami Heat no good now or
no? I mean, they've had it for 24 years. They have other arenas. It's just time to move on from that one.
They can sponsor like a 400 the 400th like college like bowl game
right anyway, exactly
for cheaper.
Yeah,
the Bang Bros, they said, guys, we're here, we're ready. Queer. We will pay you $10 million to name where the Miami Heat play the Bang Bros Center, or BBC for short. They want to put a big Bang Bros logo on top of the stadium, and they want all Miami Heat home games to be played at the BBC.
Do you feel like the naming rights to a professional sports arena go for more than $10 million, or is that a reasonable offer? Is that like a 1 year?
No, I think that's good.
Doesn't it?
It's probably paying for their like shittiest like guard, right?
Yeah, I mean it. I don't know. Like they pay individual players more than $10 million. I would think that naming the whole goddamn building would cost more than that, but maybe not. I don't know. I mean, in the sphere of professional sports, $10 million seems low.
I have to tell you that I would love this thing to be called the Bang Bros Arena, because I feel like that's even closer to the future of Idiocracy that Mike Dutton.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Like, I mean, we're damn close to having shows on TV just like dude got kicked in the balls. So I feel like porn distributors or creators should be branding on all of our big arenas and sporting events at this point. Already.
Liquid posted in the chat, Travis, that where the Chicago White Sox played is going to be a guaranteed rate field. And they're paying $2 million over the next 10 years for naming rights.
Oh, my God. Shaq is going to have his fucking name on one of these fields in no time.
For $2 million, you get 10 years of everyone going to a game saying, or everyone going to a concert, or anyone watching it on TV is seeing the name of your brand. God. That is such a deal.
If I ever hit it big... the Chicago Bears will be playing in the Albino Alligator Arena.
Well, I remember back in the day, the Dome here locally, it was named by TWA, and after they went under, we have a local establishment called Dirt Cheap Cigarettes and Beer, and they put an offer in so it would be the Dirt Cheap Dome, and they turned it down.
Oh, that would have been great. $200,000 over for 10 years... That's nothing for some of these places. I mean, and like all the advertisement you get from that, it's crazy.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure that they won't accept Bang Bros offer. But I mean, if Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago is going for $2 million and Bang Bros is offering $10 million, that's a lot of fucking money over
a lot of cash. Yeah.
So, I mean, now that the XFL's in St. Louis, we can come up with $200,000 to make it the WFOD Dome, right?
We should start, like, a GoFundMe for that.
If like, we can come
Kickstarter.
Up... The Dubfod Dome. Yeah, I think we could probably raise $200,000, don't you think, Travis?
I think so.
It seems doable,
just
right?
Just a one-year deal of $200K, WFOD Dome.
Mike, what's the email address for you? Mike@WFODshow.com?
Yeah, why? What's going on? What are you signing me up for?
Nothing.
Okay, what, Matt, what did you send me here?
I was about to say, we could talk amongst ourselves for 2 seconds.
Matt, you just sent me something. What is this shit you just sent me here, Matt?
I didn't send you anything, Mike.
And a copy of your original, sincerely, hello, I am. We are very excited about the innovation that is Foldamate. We'd like For you, Leica for you,
Leica,
to send us.
We'd like a for you.
We would like a for you to send us a machine,
oh God,
so that we can
ever
review
get
it
hired
for
SNL,
our listeners. Would it best for you? Who the fuck wrote this?
Was I Chinese there or Italian?
Matt, yep. Matt, is this your address? So you sent it from my email, but like if they're sending a Foldamate, they're sending it to you? So I'm going to get the bullshit emails about the Foldamate so that you can get a machine out of it?
Yeah.
Genius. Yeah, Mike. What's the problem?
This is disgusting.
This is genius.
This is disgusting. I'm grossed out. I'm going to go get Drunk's Cola. Just talk. We're not doing the break. Fuck a break. we'll play the John Belushi clip again.
Could I have a little sliced tomato on that?
Look at that. Where's it going? Where's it going?
Yeah. No, it's just a clip. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
This is amazing. This cues up my pick of the week for later.
No, no Coke, only Pepsi.
Oh, I did too much Coke. I died. That's another one of his bits, right?
It could have been, for sure.
So, Matt, did you take any buns to get a chicken sandwich recently?
No, I saw that, like, they're trying to get the whole bring your own bun.
That's something that's going to work, right?
Absolutely not. I would never.
Although, it is amazing because you could, if you like that chunk of chicken so much, like, you could bring, like, a ciabatta, you could bring, like, a Hawaiian roll. You could really bring it up anything you wanted.
Puma.
You know, day after day. You want a pretzel roll?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I've had this before. Hawaiian roll? Did you get this from the old Menards?
I did.
What is it?
It's got a fucking big cat
Spreacher's, which is, I'm sure, Travis is familiar with, right?
Now, Travis.
It's Spreckers.
Spreacher.
No. Drunk about, what do you think, 4 or 5 months ago? He ranked 12 colas, but I saw this other cola. I saw Puma Cola, and I said, well, I mean, Drunk's got to add Puma Cola to his hierarchy of colas.
I know for a fact this Spreaker, I really enjoy their cherry cola.
I'm trying the cola now.
Do you
now.
Enjoy a Chicka cherry cola?
Savage.
Now, Drunk, I don't want to influence your ranking, but to me, it kind of tastes like RC Cola, doesn't it?
A bit. But it is good. Is this like a...
It has a little spice to it.
Ooh, spiced vanilla in there maybe a little bit.
Yeah, it has a little spice.
Ah, raw honey.
Raw honey.
Is that real sugar in there, too?
No real sugar.
Wow.
Unfortunately, it does have glucose syrup, maltodextrin, natural and other artificial flavors.
So, Drunk, Puma Cola.
Yucca extract. Crazy.
I mean, what should we start doing, Travis, if I find a new cola? Should he give it like a 1 through 10 or something? Or
I guess. And then I guess, good, and then I guess you
I would
can
say a 1 through 5.
And then compare it against what he rated the other colas. I guess you'd have to go back and see how we rated the other colas.
So
and
he would put it in the echelon of colas.
If we're doing it on 5, I'd give it a 4.8. If we're doing it on 10.
4.8 is high.
I'd give it a 9.6.
Oh!
He likes that.
He really likes
Drunky likes it.
Wow. I mean, now does the marketing in a way affect your score, Drunk? Now, Puma Cola, it has a cool logo. It has a big cat on it.
And it's in a glass bottle, correct?
It's in a glass bottle. Comes in a 4-pack, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that you're somehow influenced by the marketing of Puma Cola?
No. No.
Well, I mean, I guess you wouldn't.
Well, I mean, that's that.
I think it's the honey.
Must be the honey, right?
Yep.
I was gonna say I've never heard of honey in a soda.
It's unique, Travis.
Oh, that new one at Taco Bell has got it's marketed as like a peach honey Mountain Dew.
Oh, are you talking about Sweet Lightning?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Taco Bell or KFC? It's one of them.
Taco Bell slash KFC.
You can only get it at the combo?
At the Kentucky Fried Taco.
Kentucky Fried Taco.
So should I tell the story, Travis, or should I save it in case things turn around?
I mean, you can never tell what's going to happen around here, right?
I'll save the story.
All right, drunk's pick of the week is the Puma Cola.
Puma Cola.
Delicious. Yes, I have had the KFC Mag Bull. Get it in
Drunk is trying
the
to get
spicy.
The fuck out of
it
here.
It is delicious.
He's done, Travis.
I still got to go grocery shopping for dinner.
He's
so.
Done.
What do you mean grocery shopping for dinner?
Yeah.
Stop at, go get another KFC Mac Bowl.
There you go, Mac Bowl.
Yeah, no. They're good, but no.
Your mate is craving a Mac Bowl, and all you got to do is swing through the drive-thru to be her studly Tuesday night.
She already told me what she wants, so I mean, I got to go. Gotta go get
tell
it.
Tell me what you want, baby.
Matt, it sounds to me like Drunk is calling it. Do you have a pick of
Drunk's
the week?
Drunk's tapped.
Matt? Yeah, Drunk's really worn out from this 35 minutes of podcasting.
Hey, it'll be an hour once you plug a bunch of shit in it.
find an old interview. He'll be fine.
It's probably a Halloween movie we can reuse.
So I'm just going to go ahead and throw this out there now. Pick of the week is going to be the Foldamate. For only $1,000, you can get one of these bad boys in your home. Fold your laundry.
Doesn't eat your kids.
Like, okay, not. So you wash your clothes. You dry your clothes. Yep. You put your clothes in a basket.
Sure
and do. Then you single out a piece of laundry one at a time and
Mike, this
put it
me insane.
Into the Foldamate.
Right.
Like, you've already done 90% of the work. Where's the convenience, Matt?
That 10%, Mike. That 10%.
Actually, it only sounds like you've done.
I could be sucking down Shyster's cola.
But I mean, like, once I put it in there.
It sounds like you've actually only done 66% of the work.
I wait a good 10 seconds for it to do whatever
it
does.
The whole thing where I have to tuck my chin and my arms are going out and I'm trying to find it.
33% wash, 33% dry, 33%
fold,
right?
Okay, so you grab the...
So you didn't do 90% of
the
work.
The shoulders of the shirt.
66% of the work.
Yeah.
With your middle fingers,
have to do at least 70%.
You tuck in the sleeves behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fold it like in half, like at the belly.
Yeah, how long does it take you people to fold laundry?
It takes seconds, Travis. It takes way longer to stick your shirt in the Foldamate. To do a pair of pants, you fold the pants in half
and then
stick them
more.
In the Foldamate, and then
no,
it folds it
in half
once
and then
for
in
you.
The Foldamate, and the Foldamate takes care of the rest. And all while you're doing this, it plays music. It goes...
Mike, you're so good. You should work at Abercrombie. Just be folding them shirts all day long.
I can pause an episode of The League, run downstairs, fold all my clothes, and nobody's mad that I paused the episode because it takes me no time to do this shit.
I
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
How light of a load are you doing?
I agree with Liquid. If Liquid's idea could become a thing, then I will say yes. That is a product I can get behind. And you know what other product I could get behind is like a restaurant that just sells burnt cheese. Because
that's disgusting.
Burnt cheese is the best part of anything.
Have you not bought baked cheese before?
No, Travis.
Oh, you gotta get baked cheese.
Like
it comes in like these little brick things, and you just throw it in the oven, and it just like crisps it. Oh,
like the burnt Cheez-Its are amazing, but like if you could
the burnt Cheez-Its are fucking disgusting.
If you could just find some, like like when you make a grilled cheese and like a little drips down
shit on the,
and the crispy shit at the bottom.
So
baked cheese, man.
You'd love the new Chalupa then.
Yeah. Oh, I've had it, Drunk. That's what got me on this.
Oh yeah.
With the burnt cheese on the outside of it, Drunk.
I thought it was just okay.
It's amazing. I mean, it's not like you can't even really taste it that much, but the idea their heads in the right place.
What Drunk's saying over here.
Yeah, Drunk doesn't know shit about
burnt cheese. Isn't great,
Matt. He just wants this to end. Drunk just wants out. You know,
I think if he wanted it to end, he would be agreeing, so he wouldn't like have to.
Matt, last week, you know what Drunk asked me on his way out? So how long are you planning on doing this?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you have like a end number in mind?
That was just curiosity.
No, Drunk. The show will go
forever.
Forever.
Until we get hired on SNL.
Yeah, RSS Jody B in the chat. He's talking about the little triangles that stick to the McDonald's wrappers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cheese paper. I can get behind cheese paper.
Yeah, try to lick your cheese paper, man.
Travis, like, what number would we have to cut it at? Like, probably 300, you think?
No.
You think the first 300 would probably be what would get us in trouble, I would think.
Yeah. Well, how long was Napier saying that awful end catchphrase?
I think.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you just have to cut them all out yet.
Napier, the last episode that he was on, he threw out like 5 N bombs. So we would have to.
He certainly did.
We'd have to just cut out Napier altogether.
Well, I guess that's him, though, right? Like, it's not us.
But do you think that we get in trouble by association?
By association, for sure.
By association.
I mean, like,
we allowed it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, to be fair, I wasn't doing the show then, so I think I'm safe.
Well, you had been on the show. You knew of the show.
Yeah, but I wasn't.
Napier did not quit in style, by the way.
You know how Napier quit the show?
He went to go talk to your wife.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. He told my wife on me. But then, like, we talked for a couple of weeks, and he quit the show 10 minutes before, like 3 weeks after our big dust up. When he said, "You know, I would just rather watch Netflix with my wife," is what he said.
You called Napier a faggot?
No, I said he was being a faggot. I think that's different.
Oh, that's Travis, like when you say, I didn't call you a bitch. I said you're acting like a bitch.
Travis, do you have what you'd say is a pick of the week, Travis? Something you want the people to know about?
I do have a pick of the week, and you kind of queued it up with that Belushi bit. My pick this week is the book Wild and Crazy Guys by Nick DeSemlian. It is a chronicle, the true story of all of our most favorite SCTV and Saturday Night Live guys who became superstars in the 1980s. You're talking about true stories of Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, Steve Martin, John Candy, Eddie Murphy. You're talking Dan Aykroyd. You're talking Belushi. You're talking Rick Moranis. All of these true stories of these guys' rockets to stardom and eventual slowdown and transition in their careers. It is an amazing thing. These are movies that I loved growing up with, and there are a bunch of stories that I had never heard about these things. And actually, our guest that we were supposed to have is mentioned in this book about wanting to punch Rick Moranis in the face. So, yeah, it's a great book. I highly recommend it. I'm not quite done. I got about 40 pages left, but it is an amazing. If you're into Saturday Night Live or any of those guys that I mentioned, it is like an intriguing read.
Travis, my pick of the week this week, I would say it was Bill Burr's new comedy special, which I watched today. Ooh, and enjoyed a
love
lot.
That. But,
I've actually watched it twice. Did you watch Colin Quinn's? It's called Red State, Blue State.
I did not.
It was on CNN. It's now on Netflix. I've watched it twice. It's pretty great. Like he does like one man shows now where he kind of like infuses like a topic into his full show. It was really worth watching. It was talking about how we should just kind of divide everything up into like states and be done with it. And I enjoyed it a lot. So Colin Quinn's Red State, Blue State on Netflix is my pick of the week. I didn't watch it when it was on CNN. I waited for Netflix, like you know, because that's what you do. You don't watch comedy specials on CNN, Travis. No. It's not even like a real venue for that kind of stuff. You just put the little ticker bar at the bottom and let me know what the stock market's doing and shut up. You know what I'm saying?
Is it an election? Why do I even have CNN on?
So, yeah, sorry we were late. Sorry about whatever this was. We'll do better next time.
I feel better about it now that it's over. I feel like we weren't necessarily cursed.
Yeah, I mean, was it cursed, Travis? Yeah, I mean, we started a good 15, 20 minutes late, which is very out of school for us. But
I feel like the old man told us not to go to Camp Crystal Lake, and we said, screw you, old man. And we showed up, and the only thing that was wrong was there was a couple of mice in the mice trap. No
right.
Big deal.
Yeah, not a big deal. So, yeah, guys, we'll do it again next week. Thank you. I don't know why I'm bothering playing outros. I'll add it later. It was passenger trap. It's funny because you were talking about passenger trap.
Guns out, funds out.
We don't need no laundry robots.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.